Joe Biden stops himself from repeating sucker and losers hoax in July 4 speech. By Paul Bois on July 4, 2024. During a July 4 address, President Joe Biden alluded to the suckers and losers hoax he has repeatedly shared to smear former President Donald Trump, but he stopped short of repeating it in full. Speaking at a podium outside the White House, the president said, "You know, I was in that World War I cemetery in France. And one of our colleagues, the former president, didn't want to go and be up there." Appearing to rev up into his familiar but debunked talking point, Biden seemed to think better of it. "I probably shouldn't even say it, at any rate. We gotta just remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America." As Breitbart News reported, Biden fully recited the suckers and losers hoax during his disastrous debate against Trump last week. "I was recently in France for D-Day and I spoke to all about those heroes that died. I went to the World War I cemetery, Trump refused to go to," he said. "He was standing with his four-star general, and he told me, 'I don't want to go in there because they're a bunch of losers and suckers.'" The hoax originated from a story in The Atlantic in September 2020, which claimed that Trump refused to visit the Ain Marne American Cemetery in France when he told staff members, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." Per the article, Trump rejected the idea of the visit because he feared his hair would become disheveled in the rain, and because he did not believe it important to honor American war dead, according to four people with firsthand knowledge of the discussion that day. In a conversation with senior staff members on the morning of the scheduled visit, Trump said, "Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers." In a separate conversation on the same trip, Trump referred to the more than 1,800 Marines who lost their lives at Blewett as suckers for getting killed. Trump criticized The Atlantic, calling it a disgraceful situation by a magazine to claim that he would make statements negative to our military and our fallen heroes. Correction: this story's headline and text has been updated to clarify that Biden only shared his familiar lead up to the suckers and losers line of attack but stopped short of actually saying the phrase. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.